Hello, everybody, and welcome to Turn the Page, Season 4, Book 9 of Twist-a-Plot, R.L. Stine style, Horrors of the Haunted Museum. What are you feeling today about this Horrors of the Haunted Museum? I have got a feeling that it's going to be familiar. That's where I'm at.
You know, Rito, I'm feeling cold and a little scared, and the texture of my skin is changing. Rito,
oh my god, are you getting goose pebbles?
I'm getting goose pebbles.
Oh my goodness, yeah, this is
duck bumps.
There's multiple covers for this one. There's the original run one, and then there's a new one that really looks like they are trying to trick the reader into thinking this was part of the Goosebumps series.
It's like when a really, really, like a viral YouTube video comes out, and that title, whatever is in the title of that, like, you know, like, let's say it's Cheesecake Factory. Other videos beforehand that were about the Cheesecake Factory update their titles to have Cheesecake Factory in the title, just so they get a little bit of that runoff SEO, baby. That's what's happening here. This is trying to, like, wear the jacket of a Goosebumps and sit in the same shelf and go, I'm by R.L. Stine. I'm basically the same.
Yeah, the name R.L. Stine is much bigger than the words Twist-a-Plot. And honestly, same size, if not bigger, than the actual title, Horrors of the Haunted Museum, on this second version of it. It's, I really can't put it any other way than they are absolutely trying to trick the reader into mm-hmm. thinking, or at least make it so obvious, like, hey, that Goosebumps, we got the guy, we have the guy.
And for what it's worth, I don't think it's especially malicious at all.
No.
This is the person who wrote those, and they're doing a very similar thing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It is just funny how blatant it is. But I guess, hey, back then, social tact wasn't invented yet. But choose from over 20 endings as you face the horrors of the Haunted Museum. Especially with this cover and being R.L. Stine, I really do wonder how much of that future Give Yourself Goosebumps DNA is going to be present now. Like, it's been a bit since we've had an R.L. Stine one of these. So, hey. But it's also like a haunted museum. Like, we definitely, that's something we have participated in. The first...
If I recall correctly, the haunted museum that we visited in Goosebumps proper was actually, like, very quickly a multipath to go to either the future or the past.
It's true. However,
and we didn't spend much time in the museum.
Also, I will remind you of the special edition first book, which did take place entirely in a museum that was so unhinged it didn't feel like a museum. But, you know, the one with the one with the skeleton, the dinosaur skeleton on the cover, the first one where it was like the extra challenge books or whatever. So I do wonder if that went on to inspire there. But hey, but warn me.
Don't read this book from beginning to end. You're about to spend a long and frightening night in the City Historical Museum. Everyone knows this creepy old place is rumored to be haunted. Haunted by mummies, by ghouls, and by ghostly spirits that prowl its dark rooms when the sun goes down. By spending a night in the Museum of Mystery, you hope to find out whether the rumors are really true. Unfortunately, you just may find out more than you wish to know. As you make your way through the museum's darkened rooms, you will make your own decisions. You will be choosing your own paths by following the instructions at the bottom of each page. If you make the right moves, you'll have many adventures to tell your friends about in the next morning. If you make the wrong moves, you'll soon discover why the book is called Horrors of the Haunted Museum.
So upfront, I will say the most bizarre thing so far is how not scary the name of the museum is. It's just the City Historical Museum. It's just so what it would be.
It's so bland.
There's no double meaning there at all.
Wait, CHM? No, that's not it either. Sometimes the acronym will give you something.
That's true. Does it spell out death? Nope. Anyway.
Read it backwards. Does it say evil?
It says no, but it says the same thing forwards and backwards. Wow. City Historical Museum is a palindrome.
I'd almost believe museum is a palindrome.
I know, that's what I was gonna try and pull the... I was gonna pull that museum is a palindrome. It's close.
It is.
But City Historical Museum, it's exactly the same, forwards and backwards. Just don't fact check it. All right. Now, pay your admission and enter the museum on page 2.
You're not serious about spending the night in this place, are you?
Your friend Mike asks.
Of course I'm serious.
You reply, leaning against a totem pole in the far corner of the Native American room.
Kelly and Derek both dared us, and we accepted. We can't chicken out now.
Mike rests his elbows on top of a glass case that contains an authentic model of a Pueblo.
You don't believe all that garbage about the museum being haunted? About the mummies coming to life every night? Neither do I. So what's the point even?
He asks.
The point is, they dared us.
You say. A bell rings, the signal that the museum is closing. A museum guard pokes his head into the Native American room, but he does not see you or Mike.
The point is, I don't care. I'm going home.
Mike says.
Maybe you are a little scared after all.
You suggest. Mike waves a fist at you in pretend anger. The bell rings again. You hear the footsteps on the marble floor of the last people leaving the museum. The two of you continue to argue. Your mind is made up. You're spending the night in the museum. Will you be able to convince Mike to stay with you? Turn to page 12.
That's a dumb idea. We'll only get in trouble.
Mike says, starting to walk towards the exit.
What about our parents?
We already took care of that.
You remind him.
Remember? You said you were staying over at my house, and I said I was staying over at your house.
Another museum guard passes by, but he doesn't see the two of you in the far corner. Outside the room's only window, you see that the sun has almost set. The museum grows silent. The silence is complete.
I'm sorry,
Mike says.
But I just don't want to do this. I'm not chicken or anything. I just want to go home and have supper. See ya.
He walks quickly towards the main hall and the exit. You start to go after him, but you change your mind. Okay.
Okay? Oh,
in your mind, you say. Sorry. Okay, fine. You tell yourself.
I'll stay here without him.
You listen to his footsteps clicking on the cold floors, fading into the distance. The lights in the room dim. The air conditioner shuts off. You stand and wait for your eyes to adjust to the darkness, and a few minutes go by. Go to page 13. What a story this will be to tell. Just about everyone you know has talked about spending the night in this creepy place, but you're actually doing it. Hey, wait a minute. What are those footsteps? Getting louder. They're definitely coming your way. Slow, slow footsteps. Who could be walking so slowly, so quietly? Should you turn and run, or should you wait to see who approaches? If you choose to run, go to page 19. If you choose to see who's coming, turn to page 22. I say we run.
I mean, yeah? Let's run, then. They haven't broken out into a sprint yet. We'll get far away.
That is true. We don't want to be kicked out immediately. Then we'd be babies.
We could easily tell Mike that we stayed the entire night. How's he going to prove it?
That's very true. He's not here. He's not here. The slow, slow footsteps are coming nearer. Your heart is pounding in your chest. Whoever's entered the room, whoever it is has entered the room. Whoever it is must know that someone is in the room. You turn to run and wham! You run head first into a glass display case. Ow! You never knew glass was so hard, really? You sit down until you stop seeing stars. And it's too late now. You have no choice but to face whoever or whatever is pursuing you. Turn to page 22 because you never had a choice at all. You've never known true terror before, but you're pretty sure that's what you're feeling now. Your arms and legs are shaking so badly that you're not sure you can get them to move. The footsteps come closer and closer. Who is it? It can't be the night watchman. He'd be carrying a flashlight. Perhaps the stories about the old museum are true. Perhaps the mummy really does walk the floors at night. Perhaps.
Hi, it's me.
Mike says.
I'm back. The door was already locked, so I couldn't get out, and I had a really hard time finding you in the dark, so I had to walk really slow so I wouldn't bump into anything. Hey, are you all right?
Fine.
I had to walk really slow so I wouldn't bump into you, and I'm using my absolutely, completely soft-soled shoes. That's why my steps were so quiet. Just.
And I had to groan like a mummy just in case. There was a mummy, and I wanted to fit in, you know?
Yeah. Fine, you say.
I'm fine.
You wait a few seconds for your heart to stop pounding.
Guess we're in this thing together now. Just the two of us.
You say, finally.
Uh-oh!
Mike says, suddenly grabbing your arm.
I think it's the three of us.
Sure enough, there are new footsteps clicking on the marble floor. These footsteps are approaching quickly.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
You whisper to Mike.
Stay calm.
Stop repeating yourself.
Mike whispers.
Have you gone nuts or something?
Go on to page 23.
This is no time for a discussion.
You whisper.
We've got to get out of here.
Good thinking.
Mike whispers. The footsteps are in the same room as you. Has someone heard the two of you, or is someone making his ghostly rounds in his nightly search for human victims? Staying close together so that you can see each other, you and Mike run to the back hallway. Two rooms stand in front of you. To escape the approaching footsteps, you must duck into the Egyptian mummy room or the Caribbean pirates room. Quick, make your choice. Mummy room, page 6. Pirate room, page 34. So we're trying to avoid the mummy. Do we want to go to the mummy room?
Well, I mean, that's going to be the last place they expect us to be, surely.
I kind of really want... I find it so funny. Be afraid of the mummy and go to the mummy room to avoid him, that I really kind of want to do that.
Let's do it.
It's just...
We should go to the mummy room, wrap ourselves up entirely in very, very old linens.
Yeah. The two of you turn and run as fast as you can to the mummy room. The room is dark. Two nightlights against the far wall give off a faint orange glow. Did the slow footsteps go the other way? Scrape. Scrape. No, someone or something. Still, gotta say that every single time, or else. Or else it's gonna be something and you weren't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Still pursues you. You hear the scraping of a heavy foot dragging across the marble floor. Then a footstep. Then the dragging foot again. Scrape. Step. Scrape. You try and say something to Mike. You're so scared that your mouth opens, but no sound comes out. In the darkness, you see that he is as frightened as you are. Scrape. Step. Scrape. The footsteps stop. Silence. All you can hear now is the pounding of your heart and the ticking of your watch. Scrape. Step. Scrape. Liar. Book. Liar. All you can hear is the ticking of your watch. They start again, closer. So close you feel as if you could reach out and grab whatever's walking towards you in the dark, cold room.
The mummy!
You finally manage to whisper to Mike.
It must be the mummy. It sounds like a mummy. You mean...
Mike says.
The rumors are true?
Go to page 7. Scrape. Step.
Quick! Into the pyramid!
Quick! Into the mummy's home! He'll never get us home in his home! You whisper, pulling at Mike's sleeve.
Whatever it is, it won't look for us in there for some reason.
What? Whatever it is, it's the mummy. Whatever it is, it won't look for us in the mummy's home.
Quick, Mike, we're trying to get away from a spider. Jump into that web.
You know, we'll be safe up here. Wrapped up. Ooh, I can't move. If we can't move, neither can it. Anyway. You both look at the giant reconstructed pyramid across the room from you.
No!
Mike cries.
We'll be trapped in there! Who even knows what's in there? They moved it stone by stone from Egypt! Who knows what's out here?
Is it really the same pyramid anymore? You know? At what point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, at what point is it really? I mean, hey. You cry. Scrape, step, scrape. You better decide fast. Should you run into the pyramid to hide, or should you stay and face whoever or whatever is approaching? If you choose the pyramid, go to page 20. If you choose not to move from your hiding place, go to page 10.
Also, if I'm entirely honest, I don't think they should have taken a pyramid from Egypt. That's too much.
Brick by brick. It's tedious at best.
Here in the Metropolitan Museum, we have the Louvre. We stole the Louvre. We've also got the Sphinx. The Sphinx is here. We stole that.
Also, there's no way that if they moved it brick by brick that they were able to rebuild a full-size pyramid indoors.
Yeah, we still can't build that to this day.
It's probably just like, it's just the top of the pyramid.
They took the cornerstone at the top and they were like, it's a tiny pyramid.
It's just like a really, just imagine this, but more. Wow, that would be impressive. That would be worth seeing. If you choose the pyramid, page 20. If you don't move, page 10. I'm gonna let you have this one. I took the reins on the last one.
I think we have to go into the pyramid all just because right. I think it's hilarious to suggest it.
It is very funny to me. Scrape, step. The footsteps approach. Slow but steady. One foot stepping with a loud click on the marble floor. Click? The other foot dragging slowly forward with a dry scraping sound.
I'm not hanging around to find out what that is!
You whisper to Mike. You turn and run into the open pyramid. You don't even look back to see if Mike is following you, but the sounds of running feet and hard breathing tell you that he is right behind you. It is dark in the pyramid, but the long, narrow corridor you find yourself running through is straight. You're running to escape whatever's pursuing you, and you don't think about what lies ahead in this replica of an ancient Egyptian burial tomb.
Wait! Stop a minute!
You cry to Mike, your voice echoing again and again through the cavernous structure. You both stop and listen. Are you being followed? No, no. No footsteps. Go to page 21.
It's not a replica! If this was moved here, this is ancient burial tomb!
It's the old ship of Theseus problem, except stupider.
So instead of replacing any of the individual parts that construct the ship of Theseus, we've dissembled it, moved it, and put it back together. Is
but
it the
smaller.
Same ship? The
but
location's different.
Yeah, but probably smaller. It's like, is it the same thing? No, it's worse.
Yeah, it's the teleporter conundrum. If you dissemble yourself and reassemble yourself elsewhere, we've just created a new pyramid from the old pieces of a different pyramid.
We've just created a bad pyramid. A bad small pyramid. We've lost him.
A bad small haunted pyramid.
Bad small haunted pyramid. You cry happily.
We lost him!
You cry happily. Mike struggles to catch his breath.
Great.
He says, his voice still a whisper.
But now where are we?
The corridor makes a right turn and then a left turn.
There has to be an exit around here somewhere.
You say.
If only we could see.
And then you burst out laughing. You realize you've both forgotten about something.
Our flashlights!
You say, reaching into your pack.
I can't believe it! We forgot we brought our flashlights!
With your flashlights on, you can see where you're going. Wow! Oh. You can see the gray, rotting walls, see the damp cracks in the crumbling stone floor. You see the spider webs. Quick, into the spider webs! Hanging from the ceilings. The one thing you cannot see is a way out.
Mike?
You say, your voice shaking.
I think we're really lost.
Can you find your way out of the ancient pyramid? Turn to page 14 to find out. Page 14? Oh no.
That doesn't sound like a web.
It's also, that was the death page from Grail Quest, yeah?
It was, yes. Yeah. I've forgotten about that.
It's a setup. This feels like a setup. The narrow corridors lead to wider rooms. The rooms lead to narrow, curving corridors. The rooms are all empty except for the spiders that have made the pyramid their home, filling every corner with thick webs.
Have we been in this room before?
Mike asks.
I can't tell.
You admit.
They all look alike to me. How long have we been walking? It feels like hours and hours.
Mike says, his voice a lot higher than usual, which is hard.
I don't think it's been that long.
You say, struggling to control your voice.
We've got to stay calm, Mike. We can't panic. There's got to be a way out of this creepy place. The museum wouldn't put up a pyramid without at least a couple of exits, right?
Mike doesn't answer.
I know.
You say, struggling to sound cheerful.
Let's just turn around and go back the way we came in. Which way is that?
That's the first time they had this thought about a pyramid. Famously, not getting a lot of, like, through traffic, a pyramid.
Yeah, and as far as I recall it, pyramids were designed with a bunch of, like, dead paths, effectively, to befuddle and trap grave robbers.
It's almost like they were supposed to be difficult to traverse, and also only have one way in.
and also be out. In Egypt.
And also be in Egypt. Put that back where you found it. David, did you bring home a pyramid? You put that back where you found it.
Yep, what am I like? I like the idea of the main character just be, okay, Mike, pick up a stone. We're walking this back.
We're returning this.
Back.
We're bringing this right back.
Do you have the receipt, Mike? Can we return this?
Which way is that? Mike asks gloomily. He's right. You don't remember which way you came in. You've made so many twists and turns in these dark halls that you lost all sense of direction.
It's this way. I'm pretty sure.
You say? Not pretty sure. Go on to page 15.
Maybe we should just wait here for someone to find us?
Mike suggests.
Mike, no one knows we're here, remember?
You say?
Come on, we gotta at least look on the bright side. We lost the mummy that was chasing us.
Maybe.
Mike mutters. You walk a little bit further, your flashlights moving quickly up and down over the gray, cracked walls, and suddenly you enter a large chamber. At the far end of it, you can make out two doors. One door leads into a brightly lit chamber. A sign hangs over the doorway. Someone has translated the hieroglyphs. It reads,
"Cursed be those who dare to enter this chamber of treasure."
The other door seems to lead into more darkness.
I'm not going into a room with a curse on it,
Mike says.
I don't care how bright and cheerful it is in there.
The other room is as dark and empty as all the other ones we've been through.
You argue.
Maybe this room is bright because it leads out of the pyramid?
Which doorway do you choose to go through? If you choose the doorway with the curse on it, turn to 32. If you choose the other doorway, turn to 46. When you put it that way...
Do you think they dissembled and moved the curse?
The curse,
as well?
I know. Honestly, I've seen enough, like, movies to know that them moving it was actually what probably caused the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you've moved our treasure. Now you will become the treasure.
And boom, they're turned into like a goblet.
I would love that, actually. That's a sick twist if we go in there and it's just overflowing with treasures and all of them
screaming.
Have like a tiny little voice. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm sad that that's not going to be it, but maybe we should find out what worst thing is actually at 32 in the cursed doorway. Not made any like choices that would be logical so far, and we're not dead, so maybe we should just keep making illogical choices and go into the cursed
room. We've not made any logical choices yet, and why start now?
Yeah, and it's also like, they mention again, like, oh, that room is so dark. Too mm-hmm. dark for our flashlights? Had already. It's not a particular issue. But
we forgot about our flashlights again.
Yeah. Oh, dummy.
We're holding them, pointing them. Oh, if only we had flashlights.
What's in there? Points flashlight into the darkness. Oh, it's too dark. 32.
Those ancient Egyptian curses only work in bad old horror movies with Boris Karloff.
You tell Mike.
Don't worry about a stupid curse.
What do you know about ancient curses?
Mike asks, backing away.
They wouldn't put curses up above the doorway if they didn't work.
Look, Mike, it's security theater. They just tell you that that's how it goes, and then you act like that's how it goes. Also, it does say it's a treasure room.
Yeah, you just put up a sign that says, "Beware, guard dog," and you sit outside all day going, "Wah, wah, wah, wah."
that's how I'm gonna retire.
Someone throws a baseball, goes over the fence, they go, and you just go,
I'll fetch it, I'll bring it back.
That's just old man McLaren. No, I'm pretty sure that's a dog. No, he's really got nothing to do. Ever since his wife passed, oh no, this has got sad.
has no one to run around in the yard with anymore.
No one will play fetch with him anymore. Okay. Where were we? You wouldn't find, let's say, it also says it's a treasure room, you say, shining your flashlight across the words on the sign.
You wouldn't mind finding some ancient treasure and becoming rich, would you?
I just want to get out of here in one piece.
Mike insists.
I don't want a curse on my head for the rest of my life. I just want out.
Come on, calm down.
You put a hand on his shoulder.
Follow me. I'm pretty sure this will lead us out of here.
Still holding onto Mike's shoulder, you walk onto the cursed sign and through the doorway into the brightly lit chamber. It takes a while for your eyes to adjust, but when they do, you find yourself in a richly decorated room with bright tapestries on walls and thick, colorful carpeting. Then you see several large, hand-carved chests against the walls.
Wow!
You cry.
Imagine this incredible room hidden deep in the pyramid. And look! Look at the treasure chests!
Go to page 33. Best case scenario, we are stealing from the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario. We did not just... It's like you walk into the bank and you're just like, man, don't you just want untold riches? It's like they just have untold riches here. There's just a curse. You get shot. That's all.
Imagine just... reels and reels of $100 bills. You can get them right here in this vault.
It's like, you're not wrong, but this is theft at best from the museum. It's anyway, you rush forward and open. Well, okay. Not a choice. You rush forward and open one of the chests. It's filled to the top with jewelry and ancient gold coins, screaming,
Mike, come here. Look. It really is treasure! Unbelievable!
You cry. Your eyes are dazzled by the glittering gold and jewels under your hands.
Mike, we're rich! We've got to get out of here first.
Mike says, not sharing your enthusiasm.
Hey, no problem!
You start to say, but you stop because you hear something. Flapping wings. The sound of dozens of flapping wings. Suddenly, into the treasure chamber fly dozens of giant owls. Fierce expressions on their faces, long-beaked owls with their talons raised, ready to attack.
Quick, run!
Mike yells.
No!
You try and stop him.
If we run, we'll get even more lost, and we'll lose the treasure!
Do you choose to run away from the attacking owls? Or stay and fight the owls? If you choose to run, page 60. If you choose to stay and fight, page 16. Man,
I gotta be honest, I think I could take down like six owls.
Who do you think you
are? I'm like a six owl kind of person.
Yeah. It, you know, depends on the, you know, got a hardy weekend, I could probably take down like one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I had like a stocky meal beforehand.
Yeah, I guess maybe two.
Maybe.
I could take eight. Two owls, just take one owl in one hand, one owl in the other hand, conk them together like thieves in a movie.
Give him the slapstick treatment, the good old Groucho Brothers, Marx Brothers rather.
Yeah, you take your hands and your palms out, you bonk them on the side of the head where their would-be ears would be, their ear holes are, and they go, oh, who did that? You know, it's like, boom, it's self.
They vibrate back and forth for a while they get dizzy.
Yeah,
classic.
And the old...
I think we can do that to him. And we don't want to lose this treasure, do we?
Yeah. Smaller owls floating in a circle above them. and then he looks up and goes, Gary? Anyways, okay. Where are we? The choice. Run or fight owls?
I think we've got to stay and fight the owls for the money. We'll be slapped down by the game quickly.
It is the stupider choice, really. Like, do not condone fighting owls. It is the stupider choice. And
I don't condone robbing museums.
I condone robbing museums more than fighting owls, probably.
That's fair.
It's a tough...
I mean, the museums did the robbery first, so...
It's true. They took a whole pyramid, brick by brick. I don't know. I think it's probably fine to rob it. What do these owls do besides... I don't know. Why are they... Why are they so hostile? We are not their prey. Maybe these owls are messed up.
Let's see how they do on page 60.
These owls are three times as big as normal owls!
Okay, maybe we're just riding nature. You cry?
And they look three times as mean. How can we fight them?
Mike asks, looking around the room. You look for some kind of weapon, but there are only decorations and treasure chests. The owls swoop right by your faces, screeching at the top of their lungs, their eyes narrow slits of evil. Okay. Their mouths pulled back tightly in attack grins. You know you messed up when a beak forms a grin. Like, that's just not what it can do. So, You know you're...
I never want to see someone's attack grin.
You dodge away from one that swoops at you, then duck behind a chest as two more plunge downward.
We can't fight them!
Mike cries.
And we can't keep ducking forever!
But the attack stops, as suddenly as it began. The owls stop their furious flapping. They glide now up to the top of the wall where the molding forms a ledge. They glide up to the ledge, their eyes closing, and land softly.
Look, that's where they nest,
you whisper to Mike. The two of you stare in disbelief.
They're going to sleep,
you cry. The owls seem to puff up as they lower their feathered heads into their bodies, close their eyes, and sleep. Wow, that solved itself real easily.
Yeah, we didn't know we were in their bedchambers.
Yeah, go to page 17.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it,
Mike cries.
I do,
you say with a big smile.
It's so bright in here, Mike. It's as bright as any daylight. Yeah, so what?
Owls sleep in daylight. They're night creatures, remember?
Right, night creatures! What a lucky break! Now, if we could only get out of here
with the treasure.
I like the thought. If you just have a flashlight and you point it at an owl, it instantly falls asleep.
Just drops out of the air.
It's like Alan Wake. Disintegrates into light. That's so...
They're from the dark place. I knew it. In my bones.
Oh my god.
I pointed my flashlight at them.
I knew from their attack grin.
I knew from their attack grin that these owls did not mean good things.
Now, if only we could get out of here with the treasure, you add. Can you get out with the treasure? Turn to page 82. I don't like that huge jump in pages.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I knew this was the right room.
You cry, pointing to the doorway you hadn't noticed before.
There's an exit sign over that door. A modern exit sign, just like all the other ones in the museum. Whoopee!
You don't know that wasn't there in Egypt. You don't know.
We modeled all of the rest of the ones in this museum off of this notoriously futuristic one in the Egyptian pyramid.
Yeah. Whoopee, Mike cries.
Let's go! But what about all the treasure?
You ask.
Look at all these old coins and all these jewels. We'll be rich, Mike. We can't just leave this stuff here. Oh, yes, we can.
Mike cries, heading towards the exit sign. You must make a big decision here. Should you leave the treasure in this room and get out of the pyramid as fast as you can? Or should you drag the treasure chest with you? If you choose to be thieves and steal from the museum, go to page 68. If you choose to leave without the treasure, turn to page 90. Now,
I mean, I know they'll punish it for us, but I do want to know, what are they going to do if we steal the treasure?
We did paint ourselves into a corner with like the dumb decision being fine every single time. And the dumb decision, the most unequivocally dumb decision, is to leave with the treasure. That is how they're going to get us, finally. But I think we see it through to the end, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up on the actual path that's probably leaving without the treasure. I'm down with it.
In the 2000s opus, starring Rachel Weisz and, of course, Brendan Fraser, The Mummy, we come to know the greed of humankind in trying to take treasure with them as they
totally
escape.
Rad.
Exactly. Is totally rad and always works out, so let's do it.
68.
There must be millions and millions of dollars worth of treasure here.
You tell Mike, pulling him away from the exit.
We can't just leave it. We can't.
Mike thinks for millions of dollars of treasures, just mere feet from a modern exit sign in the museum, easily attainable. Okay. Mike
the museum's not aware of it. They didn't open the chests. They were too scared of the owls.
Like, but this sign that we translated, it's scary. Mike thinks about it for a moment.
I guess you're right,
he says finally.
I guess it's worth a try anyway. But you're forgetting about the curse, aren't you? Of course I'm forgetting about the curse.
You tell him.
I don't believe in junk like that. Now, come on. Help me drag this chest out of here.
Oh, boy.
You explode. Soon you both realize that it isn't going to be easy to move the chest, even the short distance to the exit. It's really heavy, and it feels as if it's been resting against that wall for thousands of years. What? Has this mean... What?
They moved this room as a single block.
They moved this... They said they moved it brick by brick. How has this been... But to be fair, sorry, egg on my face, Raps. It only feels as if it has been resting against this wall for thousands of years. So... Sorry. They got us. Finally, with you pulling and Mike pushing as hard as... What? Finally, with you pulling and Mike pushing as hard as you can, begin to... What?
He began... Mike is pushing as hard as we can push, even though we're pulling.
He's like, I am not going to push any harder than you could if you were pushing. I will not. I'm putting my foot down. I'm going to push only as hard as you can. No more. You begin to slide it slowly across the dusty floor of the treasure chamber.
It's moving! It's moving! We're going to do it!
You cry. Will you get the chest safely out the exit? Turn to page 88 for comeuppance, surely.
We did it! We're out!
With your last burst of strength, you push the large treasure chest out through the exit. You look around. You're standing in the ancient Egyptian room of the museum. You can see through the window that the sun is starting to come up. It's almost morning. You've been inside that pyramid all night.
Open the chest!
Mike cries.
Let's take a good look at our millions!
Together, you lift open the heavy top of the treasure chest and stare inside. The chest is filled with dust. We didn't look. We didn't. I thought that we... Too soon. Spoke too soon. The treasure has all turned to dust. You've just discovered the curse of the ancient treasure. It cannot be removed from its resting place, even though it 100% was when it was moved from Egypt.
Oh, there goes our fortune,
Mike says wearily.
Come on, let's call home. One of our parents can come pick us up. I want to go home.
You both search through your pockets. Neither one of you has a dime. The only way you can get out of the museum is to close the book, and you might as well, since this is surely the end. What?
Well, because we would need a dime to use the payphone. In order to call home, because we don't have cell phones yet.
I know, but, like, we can leave.
No. We're the treasure now. We can't leave.
We are the treasure we made along the way? Oh, no. The only way you can get out of this museum is to close the book, because we don't have a dime to... We could leave. I mean, hey. Alrighty.
Let's find more treasure to steal.
You want to go to page 90?
Yes, page 90 would be...
Skip the treasure. No treasure.
Skip the
No treasure. We will not be rich, become a famous movie star, and everyone will know our names, yada yada.
I'm not even going to get a new bike?
No, we won't even have a pet friend gorilla or anything like that.
Damn it. I'm getting out of here.
Mike cries.
I don't care about the treasure. I just want to get out.
He runs towards the door. You agree that he's right, and you quickly follow him. The two of you burst through the exit door, out of the pyramid, and into the familiar museum room.
Hey, you. What are you two doing out?
It's the night watchman. You've run right out in front of him.
Man, are we glad to see you?
You cry.
We've been trapped in this pyramid all night. That's right.
Mike says.
We've been wandering from room to room, down one hall and then the other. We couldn't even find our way out.
The night watchman looks at you both as if you're crazy.
You two are gonna have to come up with a better story than that,
he says, laughing at you.
It's true! It's true!
You both insist. The night watchman laughs again.
No way! Can't be true,
he says.
That pyramid ain't real nor nothing. It's a whole shell. It's just some stage prop that a movie company gave us.
What do you mean?
You ask.
That can't be...
Come on, I'll show you,
he says, leading you back to the door you just came out of. Go to page 91. Now, get this. Is it a haunted movie prop supply company? Did they move it brick by brick from Egypt? Is Tom Cruise cursed to be dust?
Yes, I can answer that one. Yes.
Oh, that was a yes.
Yes.
He opens the door and you look inside. The pyramid is indeed a hollow shell. No corridors, no rooms, no halls, no owls, no treasure room or treasure. The night watchman closes the door and leads you to his small office.
Now, suppose you actually tell me what really happened to you tonight.
You'll go first.
Mike says. Go ahead. Tell him. The end.
I see.
Neither are a good ending.
Neither are. Is there a prior choice that... I mean, yeah, we could not go into the cursed room, is the last one I recall.
Run away from the owls is the last, instead of punching the owls.
Yeah. Let's see how running away from the owls goes.
Let's do that. I didn't want to fight them in the first place, in a way. But
exactly.
Now, as soon as I figured out that they were, you know...
They're just Eby and Schlegy guys.
Yeah. Yes, that. That's exactly what I was going to say. Page 60.
Those aren't ordinary owls.
You cry.
For one thing, they're three times as big as any owls I've ever seen. And three times as mean.
Mike yells. Without saying another word, the two of you run back through the door, back into the dark corridor from whence you came. The flapping wings are still crackling in your ears as you run, but the sound grows fainter and fainter. The owls do not follow you out of the treasure room, but you're now back in the twisting, curving corridors of this ancient pyramid. Unfortunately, you dropped your flashlights when you turned to run from the owls. We had flashlights? Deeper into the dark maze of halls you walk. Will you find your way out? Turn to page 80.
I know I've been here before.
Mike says.
How can you tell?
You ask.
It's so dark, we can't even see if there's footprints in the dust.
You both stop for a moment.
We'll just keep walking straight. And we'll only make left turns. Good idea.
Mike says, but you can tell from his voice that he doesn't think it's going to work.
Come on, we can't stop. I know the exit must be straight ahead.
Is the exit straight ahead? Turn to page 89. You know, I do know that that is the strat for, like, corn mazes and stuff like that. But you know what the best strat would be? Just keep going straight no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Juggernaut rules. Go through the walls.
If you just go forward forever, there can't be all maze, right? Can't be maze forever.
They would have to make the entire world a single maze for you not to be able to escape it with that strategy. Or just one very long maze that completely bisects the earth, like across the equator.
It's just a big hallway too. So it's like, oh shoot. Anyway, 89.
Keep going.
You urge Mike.
I know we're going the right way. I just know it. Maybe this is a curse.
Mike says, even gloomier.
We'll be walking through these halls forever.
You've seen too many movies.
You say.
Keep walking. Here, turn left, and another left turn.
You're both walking very slowly now. You're thinking about the curse, about how each room you come to looks exactly like all of the others. But you do not give up hope. Keep on walking and turn left to page 74. Keep walking. Don't stop. Is it possible that you're going to go around in circles and that you'll be going around in circles forever? It's not possible, is it? Turn to page 80.
That'll get us back on that loop.
I know we've been here before. Mike says, how could you tell? It's so dark. I don't know. All right. Well.
Would we like to go into the alternate room to see if there is a possible good end there?
Yeah, let's take a poke into... Let's see what I do. Page
6. Is 40, page 6?
46 is saying, no, I don't want no treasure.
I don't want no curse.
Yeah.
I don't care how bright it is in there.
Mike says.
The room has a curse on it. I can read. And I think we're in enough trouble without adding ancient curses.
You have to agree that he is right this time.
Okay.
You say reluctantly.
Let's try the dark doorway. I know it's only going to lead to another dark room. Come on.
Mike says.
Don't you get discouraged. That's my job.
I'm that trope. It can't be too of that trope. It'd be too whiny a book. You both laugh at his little joke. Then you step through the unmarked doorway and you find yourself in an immense dark room. Shining your flashlights all around, you can see that the room is filled with large, long cases. mummy cases. If only there was a word for that.
Okay, you were right.
Mike cries.
The bright room. Let's go back and find the bright room. I'll take the curse. I'll take anything. Let's just get out of here. They're only empty cases.
You tell him, hoping that you're right.
They're only empty cases that should be containing a mummy that is not in the case. Nothing to worry about. Look, there's another doorway up there. Let's just keep walking and...
You stop talking because you hear something. Was that a figure that's climbing out of the mummy case? No, it can't be, can it? Go on to page 47. You shine your flashlights onto the approaching figure, and yes, it is a mummy. It's a mummy, walking with its arms outstretched towards you. Mummy styles. Turn to page 72 and keep alert.
Classic mummy.
Classic mummy.
What do you think he wants?
Mike asks, so terrified they can barely talk. You're just as terrified as Mike.
I don't care what he wants.
You manage to say. You bend down and pick up two bricks off the floor.
This should discourage him from coming any closer. You're gonna fight him?
Mike cries.
Let's just get out of here. Look how slow he is.
You say, trying to give yourself confidence.
He's old, right? We can take him, Mike.
You raise the bricks and prepare to throw them as the mummy staggers closer and closer and closer. You must choose quickly, run or fight. If you choose to run from the approaching mummy, turn to page 58. If you choose to throw bricks at him, turn to page 66. Throw your bricks on page 66.
I actually really like the strength of that pun. I think we need to go to 66. Also, we don't know, like, we've seen, you know, across many media, many different kinds of things used to counter mummies, most typically fire. We don't know if bricks would work. No one's tried bricks.
Yeah, I'm down. I feel like there's a decent chance this is, I don't know. Mummies always have the potential twist of, like, oh, he's just a guy who got accidentally wrapped up in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder. We'll see. The mummy stops. It seems to be looking all around the room, even though its ancient eyes are covered with tar and decayed cloth.
It stopped!
Mike cries.
I can see that.
You say.
Do you think the bricks are giving him a second thought?
It would work for me. The mummy starts towards you again.
No, I guess it wasn't the bricks.
You say, a sinking feeling starting in the pit of your stomach and working its way up. The mummy seems to be laughing at you, hideous laughter through its decayed lips. You drop the two bricks, if you know what I mean.
I must have been crazy!
You drop three bricks.
I must have been crazy to think I could fight this creature with bricks!
You cry. You and Mike have backed up as far as you can. Still, the mummy lumbers forward, pieces of its body falling off as it moves deliberately towards you.
A match!
You cry, getting an idea.
Do we have any matches? We'll burn him. We'll just set him on fire. There's only one problem with that idea.
Mike says quietly.
What's that? We don't have any matches.
It's a Dracula mummy! Go to page 67. The mummy seems to be enjoying your terror. Closer. Closer it comes, reaching out, reaching for you, reaching to envelop you in the stench of its moldy wrappings. Your back's against the wall. You could not run now, even if you chose to. You both make fists. You prepare for a fight. You prepare for what will probably be the final fight of your lives, or will it? Turn to page 70. I love the idea.
These bricks aren't going to work. Let's use our fists.
I love the idea of fist fighting a mummy. That's so metal.
I've definitely seen that on an album cover for a metal band. Like, absolutely.
Like, somebody has like a, it's like post right hook on a mummy. Mm-hmm. And you can see the whoosh line and like some, you know, black tar coming out of the mummy's would-be mouth. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a tooth. Maybe a tooth popping out of there.
Yep. Put that on a t-shirt. Turn the page on top. There's our merch.
Done. Print it.
Print it. That's all it takes, right? Page 7. The mummy raises its ancient head, and the eerie laughter whistles through its throat.
Well?
You say to Mike.
We wanted to find out if the rumors about this museum were true or not. I guess we found out. That cheers me up a lot.
Mike says sarcastically. The mummy has stopped once again. Perhaps he's savoring his victory. Perhaps he's deciding whether to handle one of you at a time or both of you at once. You pick up the bricks again. Without stopping to think, you throw them at the mummy with all of your strength. The bricks go right through him. Wow. Okay. So they're mummy type is completely resistant to brick type. Just complete phase. Okay.
Complete immunity.
Yeah. He stretches a huge, tarred hand out to grab you, and his hand goes right through you. He grabs you again, and again, again, and you feel nothing. He's in another dimension. Wow, he cannot reach you. He's harmless. He begins to stagger forward, and he walks right through you. You don't feel a thing. He disappears through the stone wall, and he disappears. Still shaking, you turn to Mike.
He's a ghost or something?
He's a hologram. Go to page 71. A few minutes later, you and Mike have regained enough composure to go back into the dark corridors of the pyramid. Soon you find the exit. You step out into the familiar museum room and light pours in from the window. It's morning.
Look, Mike!
You cry.
The Night Watchman!
You go running over to him.
Hey, what are you two rascals doing around here?
He cries angrily.
If you been up to no good, I'll...
It was the mummy!
You blurt out.
The mummy! He came to life! He chased us! Really, we're not putting you on! Look at us! Look how scared we are! You've got to believe us! It is the mummy! It chased us!
The words all tumble out. The Night Watchman squints at you.
I'm sorry, kid. You'll have to do better than that.
But the mummy...
We don't have a mummy in this museum.
The Night Watchman says sternly.
We haven't had a mummy for months. We had to send it back to Cairo for repairs.
Is that the word you'd use? Sorry, I had to go to the doctor for repairs.
Sorry, I have a dentist appointment actually at 1 for just a little bit of a repair.
Yeah. You okay?
I'm by the way, after the doctor's appointment, I've got to make sure that I see my psychologist. Yeah. And got a repair session set up. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Oh boy. You turn back to show him where the mummy chased you inside the pyramid. But in the light of the day, you see that the pyramid is only 4 feet tall. See, I knew it!
Mm-hmm.
Not even big enough for two people to squeeze inside at once. The end. So he was just from a different dimension. That's canon. That's wild.
Yep.
What a twist. It's not just a mummy, but a mummy ghost!
Mummy. Even spookier, but the negatives of mummy and ghost wipe each other out.
I know.
They are not corporeal enough to harm you with their scarab's breath.
We spent so much time asking if we could, we never asked if we should.
Mike was constantly asking if we should. He's the king of asking whether or not we should do this.
That's so true. He would do very well at Jurassic Park. You would absolutely have made better decisions.
Absolutely. Someone would be like, do you want to visit Jurassic Park where they brought dinosaurs back to life? And Mike King would be like, no.
Nah.
Done! End of film!
No, there's dinosaurs there.
That sounds terrifying. I don't want to do that.
It's like...
These credits.
I gotta say, the messed up thing about Jurassic Park is if it was opened up in real life, people would absolutely go.
Absolutely.
100%.
That's why it's so realistic.
That's why it's so good. And you know that, like, honestly, if the Hunger Games was real, people would watch it. These are all the things. It's the sad, sorry truth. People would go to Jurassic Park and watch the Hunger Games. It just wasn't done in real life yet.
People would watch Death Race 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
That's absolute. That's going on ESPN. That's on primetime.
1000%. People would actually go and survive on the island, like Survivor. The end.
Looking for immunity idols the entire time.
what if that was real? What if Survivor? Imagine if Survivor was real. Anyways. Yeah, that was the book. It was without a doubt, I think it was the most give yourself goosebumps of all of the books.
Yeah.
For sure. The DNA is so obvious in this one. Like, it's with a little tweak here or there. If you just told me this was a give yourself goosebumps book, I wouldn't question it, really. Like, I don't think it's different enough. Like, it was the one more cohesive long path. Like, looking at my graph on my little paper that I always do my little charts for, it looks a lot like the tree that I would build for Give Yourself Goosebumps, compared to the more like broad, wide. It's a much longer path and not as wide of a path, like a lot of the other books that we've done. Like Grail Quest was a nightmare page, for example, just like a completely different approach to how the paths were laid out than these, which is just like, we have a story to tell. You're gonna branch off here and here and here and here and here if you want to, but we go down this more cohesive path, which felt very nostalgic. I enjoyed this.
It did. This was really good. Something that I've only just realized as part of this book is very much a hallmark of R.L. Stine's writing style, is the ending that is a infinite loop.
Yep. 100%. That's that's one of those jokes that, like, is every once in a while you have a joke that really only works in a specific medium. Like, the punchline only works in a specific medium. And the infinite loop hallway, like, I think we got one of those in Grail Quest at one point too, maybe one or two. It's a joke that is only funny. It's kind of only funny in this context where you get to the bottom of the page and then you see page 80 and you already know what it means, and it's like, and it's a good setup. It's a good setup for a good little joke. It did feel very nostalgic. But yeah, I would say if people were, were like, man, I wish there were more Give Yourself Goosebumps books for us to do, I would absolutely point them to this episode first, because it's basically like, this is 100% like we just got another episode of the Give Yourself Goosebumps series, which is fun. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
That was a great time.
Yeah. Any other thoughts you got wrap up before we wrap up? Like a mummy?
Ashamedly, no. It's completely covered in the nostalgia for the specific things that R.L. Stine does as trope.
Yeah. There was no swallowed hard in it, I guess. But other than that, we pretty much hit all the bases. But hey ho. Speaking of wrapping up mummy style, why don't you wrap up and tell us who is the wonderful supporter of this episode?
A special thanks to the executive producer of this episode, Astral Fox. Much appreciated, Astral Fox, supporting the patron over at patreon.com/turntopagecast. At or above the hardcover tier, of course, are the executive producers. The executive producer of this particular episode is Astral Fox. But of course, much appreciated to everyone who does support the show through that venue.
Huge thank you. Thank you to Astral Fox. Huge thank you to all the supporters over on patreon.com/turntopagecast. Helping make this a more logical thing to be able to continue to do. It's a fun little passion project thing, but, there's absolutely costs associated with it, and I think it's not a surprise it's not raking in the big bucks, nor is it even breaking even. So any support over there to help make it so this passion project can keep going more reliably is very, 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 very appreciated. But hey, if you want to help in a free way, you can also support over on youtube.com/@turntopagecast. You can like the videos, comment over there, subscribe. All that stuff is very helpful, as well as leaving reviews on any podcast streaming service that you're listening to it on. That is all very helpful. And if you want to send us a private little email, turntopagecast@gmail.com. If you want to send us something direct, just a suggestion, a comment, anything to read off or something like that. Not that we've done that before, but hey, if there's something you want, we could do that. I don't know, just shot that out randomly. If you have something you you want read out, that's the place you would do that. But hey, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Adios.